Hello, welcome to Dailyish for your Wednesday, May 13th, 2015. It's 8 degrees, feels like minus, or feels like 6, not minus. Thank goodness, it's felt like minus a little bit. I have been a delinquent Dailyish podcaster. It's been bi-weekly-ish, almost. Had such a good run a couple weeks ago, and then everything fell apart for some reason last week. And yeah, it's one of those, I try to get to it in the morning before I go off to work, and so it's probably not the best time because things can arise, kids can get in the way of that idea sometimes, work appointments can sometimes get in the way of that, all sorts of good excuses, but the bottom line is I just didn't do it. So, and once you get off the horse of anything, especially horses, but podcasting even, it's really hard to get back on. And so, because it's just like this looming thing, like, oh, crap, I still haven't done a Dailyish episode. At least that's how I am. I still haven't called that person I said I was going to call, or I still haven't replied to that email. Like, once it goes past 2 or 3 days or whatever, it just becomes this mountain that you have to climb for some reason. So it's just important, I found, anyways, with podcasting. I'll ignore the emails and the phone calls. But with podcasting, anyways, I just have to just put the thing in the thing and push record and just start talking. Especially for Dailyish, because otherwise I overthink it too much, and it just never happens. So, also recently, this last week was my 16-year anniversary of being married to my wife, to Susan, and so happy anniversary, Sue, if you happen to listen to this. Hopefully I'm not actually in the room while you're listening to this, because I can't stand being in the room when someone's listening to my podcast. That's another story. She loves me so much that we even got to see the Avengers as part of our weekend of no kids and, hanging out. We just kind of did a stay vacation thing, mainly because of lack of money. It wasn't like this. Sometimes I probably try and pass it off as if it was like this super planned thing. We always try to like enjoy going away and stuff. We've done little trips in the past and stuff and getting, I think especially when you work. I work from home often these days, and Sue's home with the kids often, and so we're just both in this space, and when you're in this space all the time, you just start seeing all the stuff. Everybody knows what that's like. Like, you see the laundry piled up, or you see the dust on the TV or whatever, or the lawn that needs to be mowed, and it just helps to get away, even if it's like just to, I don't know, whatever, Waskasoo or some lake or a someplace. And so we very intentionally spent the whole Saturday away from here and just kind of parked our car downtown, our van downtown, and just hung out downtown, did some shopping, did some movieing, did some eating, and lots of walking around and just kind of hanging out. And the freedom of just going wherever we want, because no kids were demanding on our time or attention or anything like that. So it was good. And the other excuse, part of the other excuse of no podcasting is, as I mentioned in the past, Tim Smith stepped down with Good Stuff. And even before Tim decided to step down, we've been trying to sort of figure out a way to go a bit leaner with our monthly day-to-day costs here at Good Stuff in terms of our hosting fees for podcast episodes and stuff. And it's not a huge amount in terms of money, but it... the way we're set up right now is the more popular a show is, the more expensive it becomes. And that just really... that kind of just grates against me because it doesn't make... As soon as a show becomes too popular, then you're kind of screwed because it takes a while for sponsors to catch up to that idea. And podcasting sponsorship is getting more and more aggressive by people, advertisers who are more savvy to the medium, which is good. There's more people aware of it, but it also drives the price down because there's just more advertisers than there are spots, possibly. No, other way around. Anyways, the price is going down. And so in the end, it's going to be a good thing. Like the people who are just like blogging was, the people who are really into podcasting will keep podcasting. Those who are just in it for the quick buck will stop in a little while or die out and go back to whatever else they're doing or jump on the next thing. Podcasting will keep going on. But in the meantime, we're just trying to go a little bit lean. And so we're doing some reworking of our CMS and trying to figure things out there. And that's any sort of podcasting mental space I've had lately has been devoted to figuring out the next phase of Good Stuff. And so that also translates into less podcasts. So I'd like to have, I had Kyle on Show Me Your Mic a couple episodes ago, Kyle Roderick, and he's running stuff here with me. And so I'd like to do that a little more often, just chat with him on about stuff and sort of be a bit more transparent and have some of those discussions about what we're doing with Good Stuff, because it's probably interesting to somebody, maybe not you, but somebody who likes podcasting inside baseball. Let's see. Oh, I was going to try this. This is an idea for Dailyish, and I'll do a blog post about it someday, but I thought if you're paying attention and you're interested in this and you're listening to this show, what I've been thinking about doing is just doing random sort of interviews with Twitter followers was the idea, but it could be just anybody, I guess, really, including listeners of the show who maybe want to come on and just have a quick 10-minute chat about whatever's going on in your world, how that relates to what's going on in my world. If you ever wanted to try out podcasting, I'm always kind of curious just to see who's out there, who's listening, and if they're interested in chatting. I enjoy chatting with random folks. That's what I do with Show Me Your Mic, where I just basically talk to somebody I've never talked to before in my life about their podcast and all the stuff related to their podcast. So this would be like just a segment kind of on Dailyish, and you would basically come on, we chat about some stuff, whatever happens to be going on that day, and that would be it. It would be no further commitment. You're not going to be on a podcast regularly. You're not going to be required to bear some deep secrets or have some super knowledge about any particular thing other than just your world and what's going on. So right now I've set up some slots for Tuesday afternoons, and there'll be a link in the show notes, but you can also visit Calendly. It's calendar with a, instead of ER, it's L-Y. So calendly.com/iChris/Dailyish is where you can check out the available slots. And if you book it in, it'll ask for your Skype account. You need a Skype account so we can chat. And then I'll contact you on that day or shortly before that, and we'll just have a quick 10-minute chat. It'll be recorded and published on the next thereabouts Dailyish. So we'll see. Maybe nobody will want to do it. And I have a feeling if I open it up to Twitter and I start asking on Twitter, I'll get more response, because people on Twitter tend to be a little bit more self-promotional than probably a passive podcast listener such as yourself. But who knows? And you don't have to have a fancy mic. You don't have to have anything super amazing. And we'll see where it goes. I like to experiment with this medium a bit and see what happens. So in the meantime, I'm off to a meeting, off to have some coffee, talking about podcasting with a potential client. So that's fun. Have a great day. Thanks for listening. Bye.